AT&T and Discovery are sending shockwaves through the media landscape today, announcing that AT&T's WarnerMedia will combine with Discovery to create a new entertainment company with some of the biggest media brands, CNN, HBO, TBS, and, of course, Discovery. Two big streaming services will also be a part of this new company, so what does it mean? Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst, host of Jill on Money. Jill, AT&T was in the content business. Now it's spinning off these brands. Why is it doing this?
I think this is a really big acknowledgement from AT&T, which says this. We thought we were this huge content provider. We owned the pipes through which content flows. So we thought it would be really smart to own not just the pipes, but the stuff that moves through the pipes. As a result, sort of 2015-ish, they started with an acquisition of DirecTV. They then went and bought WarnerMedia for more than $80 billion. And now they are saying, these are different businesses. We need to shed these assets and really concentrate on our core business. So I think the most important part of this is an acknowledgement that telecom companies cannot necessarily get into the content business so easily.
Okay. And so companies, you know, that they're buying through Discovery can tell us, remind us who they are.
Okay. So let's talk about these two big companies. So WarnerMedia has a studio, but it also has some cable networks like CNN and TNT. And as you said, they have some streaming content as well. And when you look at the other side, Discovery, you've got Oprah Winfrey's own network. You've got the Food Network and Animal Planet. The idea here, I think, is that you bring these content providers together. You get sort of a news, sports, entertainment company pushing it out on the streaming platforms while we're still collecting the money we can using cable. And that's a smarter combination than saying a telecom provider and a content company.
Yeah. Is it also about having an eye on the future and maybe cable won't be the thing providing revenue? I mean, there's been some slippage on cable and satellite viewing. Is this kind of preparing for streaming being the only thing?
Absolutely. I think that when you look at both of these companies, they are trying to turn these legacy cable brands, but acknowledging that the content that those cable brands bring may be better for streaming platforms.
Right. And what does it mean to me, the viewer who likes to not know about any of this and just watch?
I think from a viewer perspective, we are now in our own transition period. A lot of people signed up for streaming services amid the pandemic. Now things are opening up. Now, do I really want to be paying 15, 18, 10, 9, whatever the numbers are? And at some point, we're sort of in our old problem, which is the cable bundle. Like, why am I paying so much for all this stuff that I don't necessarily watch? It doesn't really matter what you're comparing. The question really is, how will our behavior change? We know from recent earnings reports that new subscriptions to services like Netflix and Disney have slowed down some. That slowdown could portend something changing in the streaming wars.
And we know that we have changed. I mean, some of us remember sitting down and watching three channels on our TV set, and that was it. So it's a constantly evolving thing. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst, host of Jill on Money, thank you.
Great to be with you.